May God's grace, His peace, His abundant, rich mercy be yours in Christ Jesus, the bread of life, the great I am. Amen. Let us pray. Lord, your word is a lamp for our feet, a light for our path. May it ever shine brightly upon your church and our hearts. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, if you haven't heard, if you haven't noticed, school begins this week. Can we hear a big from the kids? Can we hear an alleluia from the parents? Alleluia. A little bit louder. Alleluia, yes. We begin this Thursday here at First Lutheran. Orientation Tuesday, school chapel Thursday morning. And I know the public schools and other schools begin, I believe, Tuesday. May God bless you all. I thought it would be appropriate today, we have rededication of staff coming up here, to talk about the theme verse for our school this year. Our theme is Children of God, and our new principal, Miss Blackwell, chose that. It's a great theme, and the theme verse actually is one of my top two, three Bible verses in the whole Bible, so it's easy for me to preach about. The theme verse this year is from 1 John 3, great Bible verse. Repeat after me. Let's hear you. This is our theme verse. School starts. Repeat after me. Behold.
Behold.
You don't say behold like behold. Behold.
Behold.
What manner of love? The Father has given to us. That we should be called. The children of God. And so we are. What a fantastic Bible verse. Let's meditate on it a little bit today. This verse sums up well what we want to teach children preschool through eighth grade, 180 days this year in our school, 8 hours a day. Sums it up well. Two basic messages. And this isn't just for our school. This is what we teach at church, Sunday school, and parents teach kids, grandparents teach grandchildren. It should just flow from the church. The two messages from this verse are behold and be bold. That's easy enough. This is what we want to impress and imprint upon children. Behold, child, and be bold, child. First of all, behold. It is the first great word of that Bible verse. Behold. What's it mean? Well, I think we all get a sense of what it means. It means pay attention. Wake up if you're sleepy. Pay attention. Literally, it's the Greek word idu. It means literally perceive. It means don't just take a glance at something and, okay, that's nice. But contemplate it. Meditate on it. Think about it. Perceive it. Put your mind on it. Put your heart on it. Chew on it like it's the bread of life. For that is what it is. Behold, perceive, contemplate, meditate, pay attention, wake up. It implies that there is something great and marvelous to behold. If something is boring and not all exciting, you don't behold it, you just look at it. Okay, that's boring. Behold means it's something exciting, something and wonderful, incredible. You got to look at it. And behold also implies urgency. Do it right now. Behold right now. Look right now. Pay attention right now. It may not be here tomorrow, so you better do it right now. Because it's here right now. And what is this great, marvelous, amazing thing that we are to behold here at First Lutheran School in our lives? Is it mathematics? Math is great. I'm not talking about mathematics. Is it science? That's fantastic, not science. Spelling, reading, literature, recess, lunch. Oh, it must be lunch. No. What are we to behold? The verse tells us. Behold what manner of love the Father has lavished or given to us that we should be called His children, and so we are. In summary, behold Jesus. What is the manner of love the Father has lavished on us? It is Jesus. God has given us Jesus, His own Son. Behold Jesus. So every day of this year, I challenge our staff. It can be the middle of winter, we're all tired and sick and got coughs, and we're halfway sleeping. But when we get to religion class, we talk about Jesus. Behold. Pay attention, kids. Wake up, children. This is exciting. This is wonderful. This isn't everything else. This is Jesus. Now behold. Behold the birth of Jesus. May we do that. The one wrapped in swaddling clothes for us. Behold that God would become a baby. That's something worth thinking about. Behold his miracles. Don't just take a glance at them. Behold how he healed lepers and raised the dead and cast out demons, and they merely touched the fringe of his garment and they were healed. Behold that. Consider that. Contemplate the great I am Jesus. Behold his death. That's what we truly behold. The manner of love is the cross. Thus we have the cross. Behold the 6 hours. Behold the nails, the spear, the crown of thorns. Behold the 7 last words. Behold the agony of Christ, the passion of Christ. Never be bored with that. Behold that. Behold the glorious resurrection. He comes out of the tomb. Behold all that happened on Easter day and onward. How he rose from the dead. Has overcome sin, death, and hell. Behold that church. Behold that children. Think about that. Dwell on that. Take that into your mind and your heart and chew on it and be a wonder about it of what God has done in Christ. Behold the forgiveness of sins for you. Behold eternal life, the resurrection of your body. Behold the gold streets, the pearly gates, and all the saints. Behold the love of God in Christ. Don't be bored, but behold. That's our challenge. That's why we have a school here for 140 years, why we invest and do everything we can for that ministry, that children can behold every day the manner of God's love in Jesus. And it is well worth it. Every last penny and dime and effort and blood, sweat, and tears to teach the little one to behold Jesus. I looked at the paper the other day and I checked the sports and I checked the food section. And the food section had an interesting little article on ice pops. And I read this a little bit. There's a new ice pop place, I think at Marketplace. And no longer do you simply have the orange ice pops, the grape and the cherry like when I was a kid. You have new flavors of ice pops that were recorded in this article. And I wrote them down. How do these ice pops sound? Raspberry jalapeno ice pop. Who's a yay on that? Denton? No? Who thinks of this stuff? Raspberry jalapeno ice pop. You can get a grapefruit mint ice pop. Pineapple chili ice pop. Now, what was that dude on when he thought of that? Pineapple chili ice pop? Come on. A toasted coconut ice pop. And then there's what is gazpacho? Gazpacho ice pop? Please. Give me orange. No, not orange. I'm sorry about that. Give me cherry for Indiana and Alabama. I'm sorry, not orange. You know, it's this desire for newness. And there's nothing wrong with new stuff. I like new stuff too. New food. Try it. But we have this overwhelming desire to ever have something new and exciting. Can't we just get bread? Isn't the school's job, the church's job, to give bread, the bread of life, the same bread of life that's been around out of the oven of the tomb for 2,000 years? That's what we give kids. You're looking for a raspberry jalapeno ice pop? Go down to the marketplace. You want the bread of life that forgives your sins? Come here. We give that same new bread every day. I've been following the Mars rover called Curiosity. You know, we landed on Mars with this robotic thing, a rover, I guess they call it. And I caught an article in the paper where one of the NASA scientists noted how wonderful it is that we landed on Mars. It is a great feat. We congratulate them. But they had the initial first pictures from Mars. And the pictures came from little cameras on the wheels of this rover. They need cameras on the wheels so they can see if there's any potholes or anything bad on the ground that they can't run the thing around. They got to see if there's danger there for this robotic rover. And these little cameras showed, guess what, on Mars. The first pictures were of gravel. Isn't that exciting? And the next picture, gravel. And the next picture, gravel, rocks. And the NASA scientist said, every picture is the most beautiful picture I've ever seen. Come on, pal. Gravel? It's a nice accomplishment. I'll tell you the greatest picture we've ever seen. The most beautiful picture. It's called grace. It's called a God who hangs on a cross. That's something worth looking at and gazing at for my salvation. That's beautiful. And we go beyond Mars through him, we go to the mansions of paradise. How's that for love? Behold, say it with me. Behold. Imprint that upon your children. And parents, I heard a kid say that. Say it to your parents. Behold God's love. Let's go to church. Behold, we got to get up and go to church. And then be bold, child. I see in John's words here, 1 John 3, John is teaching the church to be bold. You are God's children. You're heirs of salvation. You are saints. You're baptized. You're believers. You're part of God's family. You have God on your side. You have the angels on your side. All of heaven is at your disposal. What are you afraid of in life? Don't be timid. Don't be shy. Don't run and hide like Elijah. We all do that at times. Don't do that. Be bold in your living. And so we want to teach the kids, be bold, number one, in front of God. You're God's child. You believe. You're baptized. You can be bold before God in your prayers. We need to pray more, folks. I, like you, we complain about the world, politics. We complain. Do we ever pray for the world? Do we pray for our enemies? Do we pray for our leaders? Do we sit down and pray earnestly? We are the children of God. Let's learn to pray and teach the kids to pray, to cry out to God. You're a child. Be bold before God. You're guilt-ridden. Pray for forgiveness. He'll give it. You lack wisdom. Pray for wisdom. God will grant it. You're weak. Pray for strength. Boldly, God will give strength. You're dying. Pray that God take you to heaven. He will take you to heaven. But pray and cry out to your God. Did you hear the 911 call this week? The goofball that called 911 nine times. And what did he want? He wanted a ride to go get beer. He had to be a German Lutheran, I'm thinking. He called 911 emergency to give me a ride to go get beer? Yeah, pathetic. There is an emergency that we impress upon kids. It is urgent. The emergency is not a ride. The emergency is to be right with God, who will judge me, to be righteous in God's sight, to be forgiven of my sins. And so cry out to Jesus, the one who makes you righteous, the one who died for you. Cry out, pray 24/7, nine times, 90 times, 900 times. Pray, and God will grant that forgiveness through the blood of his Son. And then be bold before the world. The boldness the Christian has is with God. I can boldly stand up. We're going to stand up and pray to God. Us sinners, yes, we're bold. We're children. And then be bold for the world. Stand up for Christ in the world, children. And too often we teach kids just to survive the world. You know, it's a big, bad, ugly world out there. Just survive, get by. That's nonsense. We need to challenge Christian children and youth and teenagers, high school kids, college kids. You're not here to survive the world. You're here to save the world. To make a difference for Jesus. To be bold and stand up for what is right when everybody else does wrong. To love when nobody else will love that person. To forgive when everybody else demands vengeance. You forgive and you show mercy. Live for Christ. Love your neighbor. Love your enemy. Speak up for Christ. Stand up for Christ. That's the boldness that we all need. We got to pass it on to kids. You're not here to survive. You're here to save the world by proclaiming and showing God's love. You're not a wimp. You're a winner in Christ. Live like it. You're not a poor victim, poor me. Everybody's against me. You're a victor in Jesus. Go live like it as a child of God. Notice what God does for Elijah. He's scared. He's afraid. He's discouraged. God feeds him and then does what? Go back now. Get going. I give you strength for 40 days. Now get to your job again. He doesn't quite do that either. He does it a little later. So we get strength here. Now go do your job. Live as a Christian. I've heard Derek Dooley several times in talking to the press as we prepare for football. He said, you know, we got a pretty good team, but what we need is this. When we get to the fourth quarter and the game is tight, we need to have players step up and make a play. We need our quarterback, our receivers, a linebacker, a defensive player. Somebody has to step up and make a play so we win the game. You know, he's probably right. Who's going to step up in the church? It's the fourth quarter. Time is late. There's darkness all around us. Who's going to step up and be a light? Who's going to be an ambassador for Jesus Christ? Who's going to stand up for Jesus and be bold? We got enough people sitting on the bench. It's time to get in the game and stand up for the Lord and make a difference. And that's what we're going to challenge children to do. Behold and be bold. Say the verse with me one more time like you mean it. Behold. Behold. What manner of love the Father has given unto us that we should be called the children of God. And so we are. We stand. Now may the peace of God, which transcends all human understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.